Well, there's no downtime for an NFL GM, and if there was, this would certainly not be it, right in front of the combine. But you've taken a few minutes to sit down with us and chat. What is going on right now in your world?
Well, we've just been in 3 weeks of meetings. We were able to meet with our coaches and our scouts together to evaluate where we're at as a football team and our own personnel. And I think that's the whole key to this process, is being honest and upfront on your personnel. Take away all the emotions of or the attachment you have of the player, and let's just get, is he good enough or not good enough? Is he good enough to be a backup or not good enough to be a backup? Once we went through and assessed where each player was on our roster, the next step was into the UFA market. And we spent a week going through the UFAs, where our needs are. Can we address that with any potential UFAs that are going to become available? And then last week we had our college scouts in town and we went 8 days of college meetings and put that piece in place. So now we have our team assessed, we have the UFA market and what potentially can be there, and we have the draft and where the potential strengths and weaknesses are in the draft. So as you look in all three of those different areas, you can come up with a game plan then on how you're going to address the needs of your football team.
Looking back now to last season, you know, right out of the gates, you had to work hard with the situation where Teddy gets hurt and then you bring Sam Bradford in. When you look back on that now, what are your memories of that, and how do you think you guys did?
Well, there's no question what Sam Bradford did for this organization. Under the circumstances he came in and all the different things that he had to overcome, from learning a new offense to the not us being able to run the ball as well as we should, to the injuries up front on the offensive line, to the change of coordinators in the middle of the season. So there was so much stuff, and for him to go out there and perform like he performed and only being here 8 days before we opened up the regular season was pretty incredible. So we're very excited to have him with Pat Shurmur starting in the off season, and where a lot of what you're going to do during the regular season is built in to see where it takes us next year.
Having him now under contract for the next season as well, was that a factor in what you were dealing with at the time?
It was a huge part of it. Understanding the significance of Teddy's injury, understanding that Sam Bradford, when we did make the trade, had 2 years on his contract, knowing that he was going to be here for 2 years at least, was a huge factor in making that decision to make the trade.
Everyone wants, you know, definition and timeline and updates on Teddy. So what do you tell people when they ask you?
You know, Teddy has been working extremely hard. He's attacking his rehab as hard as I've seen anyone. And there is no timeline. It's such a significant injury, and people react differently. Everybody's built different. Everybody's body reacts different to the rehab. But I know he's doing everything he can, and I know our medical staff are working extremely hard to drive to get him back on the field as quickly as we can, but when he's ready. And when he's ready is the unknown.
You guys had a lot of bad luck with injuries on the offensive line. Everyone dealt with that on Sunday. What was that like dealing with it Monday through Saturday?
The end result is that people are going to always look for excuses. And, you know, I could sit here and say I ran out of fingers and toes trying to plug the dam, but it's not an excuse. The end result is we're 8-8 and we need to get better, and 8-8 is not acceptable. And I know everybody in this building is working extremely hard to make sure that we can improve off of that record going into next year.
When Coach Zimmer went through the situation where with his eye, what as the GM of the team, what were the things that you had to deal with there?
Well, we're not only dealing with players going down, we're dealing with our head coach as well. And I know how difficult that was. Even him, as tough-minded as he is, understanding that your health is the most important thing and it's not worth losing an eye over. And I know we faced that situation on, I got home and sat down with my family to eat dinner on Wednesday night before a Thursday night game against Dallas, and I got a call and Coach Zimmer's going under emergency eye surgery again and may not be able to coach on Thursday. Yeah. So I talked with Coach Zimmer. We came up with a plan on how we would handle that situation if he wasn't able to coach, which he wasn't. And we tried to make the best we could out of the situation. And I thought, even though we lost that game, that our coaching staff with Coach Prefer and Coach George Edwards and Pat Shermer did an outstanding job.
Combine is coming up. And for a lot of people, that's where they begin to pay attention or focus on the draft. But as a scouting and personnel staff, you've already done a lot of work there.
So, yeah, we don't start at the combine.
Right. So how far are you along in the process? Where does the combine sit?
Pretty much our draft board is set. Our scouts, including myself, have been out all fall. We had meetings in December. Then we implemented the juniors that are now going to enter the draft. So last week we have a pretty good picture of what our draft board is going to look like. There may be some changes as we go through the rest of the process with the combine, the pro days, as we start getting results in from the psychologists, from the medical staff, from the combine results as far as their athletic skill set. And those will be the final pieces of the puzzle, and then we'll come back in April, get together with the coaches, and finalize the draft board.
Right after the combine, because it's moved back, I think, a week, or free agency has moved up. I mean, right when you get back, you're jumping into free agency, right?
It'll be very busy. Yeah. It'll be a very busy time at the combine, not only what's going on with the college kids, but also we're able to communicate with our own players' agents at the combine and to get some things in place there. And then when we get back, you're right into getting ready and hopefully have a couple deals in place, not only with our own guys, but when that window opens where you can negotiate with other teams, UFAs, that we'll have a lot of things in place.
Do you think sometimes the best signings you can make are re-signing your own guys?
Those are the guys you know the best. And we did our film study. We watched all our guys, and then what I like to do is then watch the guy we're comparing him to. And you can see when you start watching tape back to back to back to back, you can really start making those comparisons on the strengths and weaknesses of each player. So during the year, okay, I might have saw that player back in October, but I haven't seen him since. Now to come in and refresh and you get together as a group like we've been doing, let's watch all these guys back to back to back. And so we compare them, then we'll put on the next guy's film, then we'll put on the next guy's film. We even went back to 2015 and watched some guys. We're doing everything we can from a due diligence standpoint to help improve our roster.
When you look at Adrian Peterson, a guy who's been with the Vikings his whole career and he's a great player, you know, lots of records and maybe a Hall of Famer one day. He's to the point of his career where questions come up, you know, at the end of a player's career every year about what their future holds. How do you look at that situation with Adrian?
Adrian Peterson's under contract with us right now. We have to make a decision coming up here over the next couple weeks on his option. He will always be a Minnesota Viking. But we'll go through that process. I know we have a plan in place. Those plans, as you put things together, fluctuate according to what happens in other areas. But I always think of Adrian Peterson as a Minnesota Viking.
To kind of wrap it up, where do you think the Vikings are at? When you look at the core of the Vikings, young players, developing players, how do you feel about that as you head into 2017?
I know that we have a lot of key people in place. I know that the way our defense plays, I think we've been very good on special teams. I know that we haven't been as good as we probably need to be on offense, and I know that's the focal point on trying to make sure that our offense can go out there. And I know Coach Zim has talked about run the ball, be able to put points on the board. And if we can get some of those, that area addressed, along with maintaining what we have on defense and maybe adding a piece to here or there to our defensive team and keep our special teams together, that we're very excited about heading into next season. But we have a lot of work ahead of us.
All right, well, good luck the rest of the way. I know you love this time of year, right?
That's my favorite time of year.
All right, well, thanks for your time, and you can get back to work now.
Thank you.